I wait for the last number to come, but it never does. I look at him in confusion. Wide hazel eyes stare back at me in shock. And then I feel it. My erection resting against his leg. I look back at him, baffled. I don't even know how long I've been hard. Never mind why. While he's still in shock, I roll over and get off him. I back away as he slowly gets off the ground. Do I stop the fight? Do I try to explain? It's most likely just the adrenaline. He looks at me again, but gone is the expression of shock. Now he looks mischievous. He charges at me. I block the punch directed towards my face, and like magic, we're back at dodging each other's hits. He moves around recklessly, not aware of his surroundings. I use this to my advantage and back him up into a tree. He takes 1 second to look at what's preventing his movement, and I use that moment to pin his arms above him. Our faces are mere inches away from one another. His breath tickles the side of my neck. I can hear his heart pounding in his chest. I can feel him too. They're slammed against each other. The heat of them combined are hotter than the sun beating down on my back. I stare down at him, expecting to see embarrassment or bewilderment in his eyes. Instead, his eyes are dilated, glazed over with want. His cheeks are red, and I notice the way he licks his lips. I want to. We can't. I drop his arms and back away. I need to stop this fight. We're getting ready to cross lines that shouldn't be crossed. He looks so unhinged. Eyes blown, hair flowing in the wind, sweat pouring down his bronze chest. Damn, Basque, focus! He walks over to me. Not charges or lunge, just walks over. Again, our bodies are close. Not close enough to feel one another, but still close. He raises a hand towards my face, a hand I don't even try to stop. I'm too confused, too hard, too aroused. His hand tickles at the sensitive scale on my neck, and my leg weakens. I fall to the ground. He follows me while continuing to rub at that hidden spot. How did he know? He pushes me flat on the ground, pins my upper body with his legs. I attempt and fail to stifle my moans.
One.
I can feel the wet spot forming in the front of my pants.
Two.
I can feel his erection right on my chest.
Three.
He moves his hand away.
I won.
It seems you have. He leans down. Our mouths connect. His lips taste salty, while his tongue is sweet with a hint of spiciness from our dinner. I move my tongue in further, wanting to taste as much as I can. When my tongue hits the back of his throat, he pulls away. I'm sorry. Was that too much?
No, your tongue is so long.
He kisses me again, harder this time. I run one of my hands through his hair, while my other hand maps out the rest of his body. I travel from his chest to his stomach until I get to the front of his pants. I palm at the bulge, causing the cloth to dampen.
Wait.
He slides down my body. I'm upset from missing the heat of his mouth, but I get over it once he grabs my waistband. He pulls them down and my cock springs free into the air. The head of my cock glistens with its own clear fluid. Fluid that drips down on the purple veins, pulsing angrily. I worry what he thinks. Dragon hybrids are typically more endowed than the average monster. Never mind humans. Will he find this size intimidating? He wraps his hands around me and strokes with vigor. Despite his thumb and middle finger barely being able to touch, his tight fist pumps me with ease. He strokes playfully at the head of my cock, massaging the tip with his fingers before sliding all the way down to the shaft. He allows his left hand to join his right for a few seconds before moving that one down to massage my balls. He stares down at me with that same devious smile he had not only minutes ago. He clearly takes joy in the effects his hands have on me. His hand freezes, and I watch both in excitement and worry as he bends his head down and sucks on the head of my cock.
Damn. Wait.
I pull his head off me. He looks at me in confusion. I'm too embarrassed to explain to him that I haven't had any alone time since his arrival. If he sucks me off now, I'm sure I'll be done before we even start. Pants. Off. He smiles before getting up and taking them off in a fast and rough manner. I want to comment on the violent treatment of the material, since I was the one who bought them, but that thought is forgotten once his dick is out. He's in no better state than me. His cock throbs and leaks just as mine.
Like what you see, Scales?
More than you know, is what I would say. But instead, I just dig into my pocket and pull out the ointment. Come here. He obeys, dropping it between my legs. Lay flat on your back. He does that and more, spreading his legs wide, his asshole on display. By the kingdom. I pour the ointment onto my hands, coating my fingers with the liquid. I start off by circling my thumb around his hole, spreading the ointment around the wrinkled flesh. I push one digit in and my fingers instantly surrounded by heat. The walls of his ass are soft yet tight. I feel them clench around me as I push the lone digit in further. I stop. What's wrong?
Don't stop.
But
it's just the ointment. Even in my ass, it still tingles.
I push in deeper this time. Found it. My fingers move faster now, targeting his spot with each thrust. I enjoy watching the way he trembles. Enjoy hearing the soft murmurs that pour from his mouth. His silky raven locks are plastered to his face, making him look even more breathtaking than usual. I understand and pull my fingers out of him. He grabs my cock and pumps it as he aims it toward his hole. Even during sex, he acts without thinking. I need lube. He rolls his eyes before grabbing the bottle out of my hand. He then dumps the entire contents of it onto my dick. Again, I want to comment on his treatment of items I've bought, but I'm too distracted by the tingling sensation on my cock as the liquid covers it. There's a giddy smile on his face as he coats me with the ointment, again teasing me with my head before massaging me down to my shaft.
Ready now?
I grab him by the waist and pick him up with ease. I position his ass over my cock and he places his hand on my stomach for balance. He grabs my cock and places just the tip at his entrance. He looks at me, waiting for my permission, and I nod my head in encouragement. He pushes down and the head breaches him. The heat of him feels 10 times more intense than it did with my fingers. Go. Slow.
What?
I'm likely bigger than what you're used to.
You cocky son of...
It's not that. I just don't want you to hurt yourself. Just go slow. Don't try to take all of me. The bastard slides down. All the way down. I'm too distracted by the tightness of his ass to even yell at him. His walls clench around me like a velvet fist. I can even feel his pulse.
Oh, shit. Oh, gods.
Are you?
Yes. I think the ointment is... Fuck. Numbing the pain. It feels so good. And... God, you're so big.
He moves, pushing off of me just enough to leave in the tip before slamming back down. So tight. Gods.
Thought you monsters didn't believe in God.
I grab him by the hips and thrust into him fast, meeting him with each push.
Yes. God. Yes.
He bounces on me like a crazed man, getting more desperate with each and every push. I grab his cock and stroke it. His eyes roll to the back of his head.
Ask.
My eyes widen as if seeing light for the first time. I thrust into him faster, my balls slapping against the cheeks of his ass with each movement. Again. Say my name again.
Ask.
I can feel his ass tighten louder.
I...
Say it!
Bask!
His release hits my stomach as he clenches me hard. Angel! Even as his body convulses, he continues to ride me, milking my cock until it's spent. After getting the final drop, he collapses on me. I stared down at him in awe. Maybe it's because he's quiet for once, but he looks beautiful like this. Body covered in sweat, swollen lips, hair plastered to his face. His head then turns to me and his eyes are laced with fear. I get worried, afraid I had harmed him during sex. And then that's when it hits me. We look at each other in silence, realizing what we had just done.
Shit.